from what I said in the change room to here, I've got to change my words, but no, very poor. Very poor. I thought we looked like 11 individuals today, rather as the what I'm saying to the players is that group ethic and, you know, working hard for each other. And I thought we played well in the first 20 minutes, got the goal, should have gone for the juggler, but we didn't. We started coming off and playing slow again. And once you take that foot off that pedal at any level, you're going to get caught, you know, and all of a sudden we just give them that impetus to get back into the game.
Because I thought, I couldn't believe it, because it looked so easy in that first 20, doubling up down the left, Carruthers and Clucas causing all sorts of problems, and then for some reason we didn't do it.
Well, that's players for you, isn't it? You know, at good levels, you know, the top players, they do go for the juggler and really go for you. We didn't. We let them back into the game. Well, what we worked on in training, that Spencer will get down the sides. We got caught one ball straight down the side and a good finish, but, you know, that shouldn't happen, you know, so that's given them a lifeline. But we're still coming at half time, one each, so we've still got a great chance to rectify it and move a few things around. They were giving us a little bit of a problem, but I actually thought we caused them problems in the first half, so it was nip and tuck for the next 10 minutes of the second half what to do. I thought we'd keep the same, and then it was another poor goal. You know, he's got past Ashley Sammons on the edge of the box too easy. Done Steph on the first one too easy. So there's a lot of individual errors that probably caused us. Then we went 4-3-3, and then all of a sudden we probably had better shape about us. And, you know, we got Wilt and Harry to get forward. Balls were going back into the box. Got back in. And, Junior had two or three great chances there, didn't he? And Clukes had a great chance to make it 2-2. You know, and you've got to take them. There's no question about that. So, again, a little bit of everything today, wasn't it? Defending, midfield players and the forward play.
Because at the end, you were chasing it. You went 4-2-4. You got back to 3-2, but from then on, it was difficult.
Yeah, but 3-2, what was it, 76 minutes? You know, and then another mistake. So the mistakes have absolutely cost us big time today. So I've got no excuses. You know, I hold my hands up. You know, did I select the right side? Did I select the right formation? I'll certainly have a good look at myself, but I hope the players have a look, because I thought we pulled out of a lot of tackles today and challenges. You know, I thought we looked quite weak.
Because Hyde looked very useful in possession, and apparently they did that against Wrexham midweek, but Wrexham probably put more determination and more tackles in. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, I spoke to Andy Morrell and they said Hyde played very, very well. They've played well all season, you know, and they should have beaten Mansfield, they should have beaten Luton here. So I didn't get that into the lads' heads at all, that, you know, we're here for an easy game of football, because we certainly weren't. So, no, obviously there's problems, it's not right, you know, I've got to make sure I get the right changes in. And obviously, you know, the personnel-wise, I'll still be looking, because we need to strengthen.
It does feel a real shock to the system, this one.
It does, but once you've been around the conference for a little bit, and the club haven't for a while, we know these games are potential banana skins, and today it certainly was. And I said to the lads, we've got an even harder one next week.
Yeah, way at Dartford, what's your build-up going to be to that? Are you looking to bring players in? You looked at defensive opportunities to bring someone in at the back as well?
No, I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to panic, because we certainly know we haven't got the funds there. So it's a case of, I'm not just going to come here and slaughter the lads. You know, I've got to make sure I get them back together again, get them back on the training pitch, and maybe some fresh legs at the right times now might be the right thing.
Two positives for me was Ryan Bowman, his willingness up front and his two-headed goals. That looked very useful. And also Sam Clucas wide on the left. I thought he was very good, especially in the first half.
Yeah, the first half was good. Yeah, but we knew that, and that's what we worked on. We knew Chris would be on because their midfield player tucks in. We got down there and, you know, two or three good crosses were going into the box on a regular basis. But, Ryan, pleased for him. Two good headers. That doing the world of good. But he'll probably be gutted tonight going on that he scored two, but the team's conceded five.
How close is Marley Watkins and Marlon Jackson to a return?
No, I'm hoping Marley will be back next week, and Marlon maybe, but definitely the week afterwards.